now.
It's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane.
1702.
7:54, time now to dip into the Small Business Wellness Corner. My guest this morning is Cherish Vundisa, the founder of Dr. J. Struthers, a luxury leather luggage business. Now, Dr. James Struthers was a medical doctor and the son of a leather merchant in Edinburgh, Scotland in the 1900s. Dr. Struthers traveled to South Africa to practice with two of his father's bags. And the story, the genesis of the business is that generations later, a descendant of James has resurrected the leather goods. And let's welcome to the program founder of Dr. James Struthers Luxury Leather Luggage, Cherish Vundisa. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Cherish. Beautiful founding story that you do have over there. Good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning, Rufira, and good morning to all the listeners of the Weekend Breakfast. Thank you for welcoming me.
An absolute pleasure. Cherish, you have resurrected this these bags in honor of Dr. J. Struthers, your ancestor. Just tell us about what it is that sets apart Dr. James Struthers' luxury leather luggage, right? When we talk luxury, when we talk leather and luggage, what is your very specific and unique offering?
All right. Well, as you just mentioned now, James Struthers was a medical doctor, came from Scotland to South Africa and to practice. His father was a leather merchant. So I was visiting my dad in the Eastern Cape in Lamakwe. And, you know, the Eastern Cape, we've got these rendezvous, the huts, you know. And I was just going through one of those. I was bored. I had nothing to do that day. And I found that there were many old things there, like there were vinyls, old jackets, and I found two of these old bags. And I asked my dad who they belonged to and explained to me they belonged to James. And I knew that if I would just clean one of these bags, and it's gonna be nice and have character, you know, and I did just that. I'm a full-time student, so I was carrying it on campus at school, and everyone was always asking me, like, oh, my God, where did you get this? It's so nice. Even the lecturers were asking me. That's when I knew maybe, like, I could just start something with this idea. I had an idea, actually, of starting my own brand using Dr. James Struthers. After all, they were his bags. So it was a different vision under African sky, of course, different time.
Absolutely.
And that's how I started it. So what we do at Dr. James Struthers, basically, we tell stories. That's what we do. We tell stories through our products. So each and every design is named after living tribes from around the world. Mm. For instance, we've got the Maasai, which are people found in the borders of Kenya and Tanzania. We've got the Samburu, also found in the northern part of Kenya. We've got the Inuit people found in Canada and Alaska. Toraja, people found in Southeast Asia, like in Cambodia.
Sure.
So we tell stories about each of those tribes, and that's what we do. So
sure.
we tell stories through our products, and our leather is made of inline leather, which is the highest quality leather.
Yeah, and the characteristics of J. Struthers' designs, what are those?
Well, as I just mentioned, now we use inline leather, and of course, inside of each luggage, we use a material resembling the Struthers' clan tartan. For instance, if you go to Scotland, you'd find that each house have got their own emblem and they've got their own tartan.
Sure.
Or the men wear their own kilt. So you'd find there's green, there's red, and there's blue. So each house has got their own color. So at the Struthers house, they've got a red tartan. So the material that we use inside each luggage is a material resembling the Struthers clan tartan.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the characteristics that the bags have. And of course, using inline leather.
How's business going? How has the uptake been? Obviously, initially, people were interested in what you were carrying and were complimenting you. Now that this is a business, how are things faring?
Oh, Manu. The business was tough when we started. Because, like, we started 2 days before the national lockdown. So that was very difficult. I mean, like, I launched the website. In fact, the photo shoot was 2 days, and then immediately we launched the website. And it was very tough because I thought maybe, like, this is it. I'm starting a business. I'm excited about it. But then there was there was a lot of bad luck. There was nothing I could do about it. It's lockdown. It's level 5 lockdown. Sure. So there was no business at all.
Have things picked up?
Things have picked up, actually, especially after I had an interview with you guys at 702. So things have picked up, they started gradually, but now it's better. Actually, it's great. It's way great now. Things have picked up. More and more people are purchasing our luggage. I guess because people are always on their phones now, and they see the ads that we're posting, and they know about us now, and they're starting to buy the product. So it has picked up.
All right, lovely stuff. That's a lovely story that you've got to tell. Cherish Bundisa is the founder of the Dr. James Struthers Luxury Leather Luggage Range. And of course, you can find them all online. All those bags can be ordered online.